Good afternoon, I'm Malcolm Jordan and this is your Midday News Fix for Thursday the 28th of March. Two people have been charged over the discovery this month of horrific injuries deliberately inflicted on two Lower Hutt children siblings. Ethan Manera reports.
A man and a woman, both 25, will appear in court today on charges including failing to protect a child, wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, willful ill treatment of a dog and selling cannabis. Police say the 4 and 5-year-old siblings are recovering well and remain in a safe place where they can be supported and cared for.
The accused were held in custody overnight ahead of their appearance in the Hutt Valley District Court. Members of Auckland's queer community say vandals who whited out a rainbow crossing on Karangahape Road are homophobic cowards. Police are on the hunt for three people who poured white paint on the crossing at about 3:20 this morning. Bones works on K Road.
As a queer person, I feel safe working on K Road, and I think the two crossings on K Road really just are a public show of K Road's acceptance.
The University of Auckland has responded to accusations of segregation over a campus sign designating an area for Māori and Pacifica students. ACTS called it reminiscent of an ugly past New Zealand has left behind. A university spokesperson says its population of almost 45,000 has diverse needs and it responds with facilities, spaces and support. It says there are many designated rooms for different purposes. A 45-year-old woman's appeared in court from hospital, accused of murdering a man in Hamilton's Rototuna yesterday. Police found a critically injured man at a Cranmer Close property and he couldn't be resuscitated. Thomas Rice has more.
The accused's been granted interim name suppression after appearing in court via audio-visual link from her Waikato hospital bed. She's been remanded in custody without plea and will reappear in Hamilton High Court next month. Police have confirmed the victim and accused were known to each other and they expect to remain at the scene until tomorrow while they speak to witnesses.
Calls for more investment into learning support for kids. Our largest education union, NZEI, Te Rui Roa, is urging the government to create a 10-year learning support investment strategy to curb disruptive behaviours in schools. ERO research shows behaviour has worsened in recent years. NZEI President Mark Potter says COVID lockdowns didn't help.
We have so many issues at play in our society that put children under pressure, that the children are exhibiting these behaviours. COVID did not help, no doubt about it, but to think that's the only causal factor would be a big mistake.
Cabinet has halted work on plans to make the Kermadec Ocean area a sanctuary, 10 years after John Key announced the project. The government's extending drought support to more parts of the country. It's expanding the medium-scale adverse event classification already in place for parts of Canterbury, Otago and the Upper South Island to also cover Northland, Taranaki, Manawatu, Whanganui and Greater Wellington. Up to $80,000 will be provided to a number of North Island rural support trusts. To sport, Hyderabad and Mumbai have compiled the highest scoring T20 cricket match aggregate in history, punishing 523 in their Indian Premier League contest. The Sunrisers also posted a new tournament record innings of 277 for three. A Spanish prosecutor is seeking a 2.5-year prison sentence for former Football Federation boss Luis Rubiales for kissing women's rep Jenny Hermoso after they won the World Cup. I'm Malcolm Jordan. That's your latest news fix. We'll be back with the next update at 5 p.m. from the News Talk ZB newsroom.